I'm Dan Klefstad. U.S. Senator Dick Durbin thinks the impeachment inquiry against President Donald Trump should proceed. The Illinois Democrat made the comment after touring a federal prison in northern Illinois with other members of Congress.
I didn't jump at this as a possibility. I waited until the evidence started to mount. And I believe there's, based on the documents released by the president, declassified by the president, and the whistleblower's complaint, I believe the impeachment inquiry should go underway.
Congressional Republicans continue to question the need for an investigation. In other news, Illinois joined at least 12 other states in considering legislation to allow college athletes to sign endorsement deals. Dusty Rhodes has more.
These efforts mirror a law signed last week by California Governor Gavin Newsom. And Illinois State Representative Chris Welch, a Democrat from Hillside, has filed a proposal here to make sure Illinois keeps up. He sees it as a matter of equity.
When you see coaches and athletic directors and commissioners making millions of dollars each year, and they make it because of the student-athletes, I think it's the right thing to do to allow student-athletes to profit off their own names, likenesses.
Welch hopes to call his bill during veto session at the end of this month. It has already attracted more than a dozen co-sponsors, but the NCAA opposes the California law. I'm Dusty Rhodes.
A protest claiming Illinois State University doesn't offer a welcoming atmosphere to black students prompted the school's president to call a meeting with demonstrators. The Black Homecoming Committee organized a Monday march that questioned the forced cancellation of its event. The Pantograph reports the group said its reservation for a concert at Redbird Arena was canceled because of a last-minute volleyball practice. The committee later composed a letter saying diversity and inclusion is not upheld by Illinois State University. President Larry Dietz invited members of the committee and the Black Student Union to meet with him and the Campus Climate Task Force. Dietz said he is troubled when the school is accused of falling short of welcoming diversity and inclusion. The Campus Climate Task Force was created to address racial issues, gender equity, and LGBTQ concerns. And federal prosecutors unveiled the extent of their case against a longtime Chicago alderman facing racketeering and other charges. In a hearing Tuesday, prosecutors said they gave more than 40,000 pages and 100 disks of evidence to attorneys for Alderman Edward Burke. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. Murfreesboro's teachers' strike marks day five today as the two sides failed to reach a contract agreement during another meeting with a federal mediator. Teachers say their team was working on a counteroffer when members of the school board walked out of Tuesday's mediation session. District 186 administrators say the board presented three options to teachers: a one-year contract, a revised three-year deal, or binding arbitration. The two sides remain at odds over pay. Another mediation session is scheduled for 5 p.m. today. Carbondale is opting in when it comes to legalized marijuana sales as laws change in 2020. State law will allow cities and counties to share in tax revenues as well as assign their own sales taxes if they allow the sale inside their boundaries. Carbondale leaders discussed the opportunity last month and last night voted 6-1 to allow the sales inside city limits. They say they'll also add a city sales tax to the products. Carbondale joins Williamson County and the city of Anna in allowing the sale of marijuana products. Marion and Murfreesboro have so far opted out. A former U.S. congressman and Secretary of Transportation says impeachment proceedings feel a lot like deja vu. Ray LaHood was from Peoria when he presided over the Clinton impeachment hearings in the 1990s. He says what's happening on Capitol Hill now feels a lot like it did 20 years ago. He says even if the House moves against the president, he doesn't believe Trump would be removed during the impeachment process. I'm Jennifer Fuller.